You're listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network, now the largest new media platform on the web and your number one source for after-show entertainment. The AfterBuzz Studios in Los Angeles, California, and streaming live on Ustream, this is AfterBuzz TV for 90210. We'll break down tonight's episode and get you all the latest 90210 news and gossip. If you'd like to buzz in on tonight's show, you can buzz us at 424-256-1729. That's 424-256-1729. And now, picking up where the show leaves off and the buzz continues, it's AfterBuzz TV for 90210.
Hey everyone, we're back again here for 90210. So excited, we're starting back and the season's up and going again.
Hell yeah.
Yay! And I have my new co-host here, Roxy Stryer.
Hello.
You guys are very familiar with her. And I'm Nicolette Gaona, your host again, as always. And this new start, fresh new year, you know, the fresh start, that's really what episode 13 was all about. They came in to this with Ivy, not with Raj, which is kind of disturbing to me because I just can't see how she can move on from when she was just married, and now she's with the photographer teacher, which, okay, like, who didn't know that that was going to happen?
Right.
But I didn't think it was going to happen right now.
It's a messed up situation, though, because she doesn't know that Raj left Ivy.
Right.
And Raj really still has cancer, and he's not going to get better, he finds out. So he left Ivy to spare her the pain of watching him die and to let her try to move on, but she just thinks that he left her, you know?
I mean, I guess kind of, sort of, but I just feel like he shouldn't have left the way he did. But then again, I feel like she shouldn't have moved on right away.
Definitely, because I mean, she wasn't just in a long-term relationship, she was married.
Yeah, she should still work it out. I mean, okay, yeah, you're not divorced yet, but you shouldn't even be thinking about even moving on with somebody when you're in a marriage. I know you're young, and it was stupid that you guys probably did get married, but you still need to respect the whole marriage thing. You know, and so that's why I'm just like, whoa, like they're really, now 2-0 is really throwing it out there that, okay, divorce and marriage doesn't matter, which I think is totally wrong that Ivy's doing that. I mean, don't you agree?
Definitely agree, especially because she got completely torn apart at the beginning from both families saying, you're marrying too young. And she was like, no, listen, I can handle this. I can control this. And clearly you aren't mature enough if when you have to go through divorce, it doesn't matter.
And I feel like she's not even fighting to even trying to work it out.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? I feel like she just gave up and now it's just a new guy whom I'm just so off. Like, I just don't even like this new guy who's in her life because I love Raj.
He doesn't mind traveling, doing photography anywhere else. It's like,
yeah, and then he was being like a pain in the butt, like in the second episode. We're talking about episode 13 right now, but you know, in episode 14, you know, giving Ivy crap because he doesn't want to do this Hollywood stuff.
Right.
When she didn't want him to go off and do his adventure stuff.
In Afghanistan.
So I just don't even think they're a good match, and I feel like Ivy shouldn't have moved on that quickly.
I agree.
It wasn't worth it, and I feel like there's going to be something like karma is going to come back at her or something like that.
Karma's a bitch.
Yes, but the full exciting news of the first episode, you know, we were trying to see if Liam and Andy were going to get back together. And we see in episode 13 and 14, it's back and forth, back and forth. Episode 13, Liam is better and has a new girl in his life who's Vanessa.
Which, if that's even her real name.
Yeah, if that's even her real name. Exactly. Which, to me, I just think she's fake. I mean, I don't see any realness in her.
I mean, she hit Liam with her car. She lied about it. She clearly is overstepping her boundaries as far as Annie comes in.
Right.
She is doing all these weird things, like after the doctors told Liam to take it easy, she's
skydiving,
all these inappropriate things.
Right,
I feel like.
Bungee jumping, and I'm just like, I don't understand.
She's too much of a change, too
okay,
fast.
Okay, I get that there is something bad girl about her.
Yeah, she's hot.
And she is pretty, okay, but I know she has something that gives her, you know, these things to do, the bungee jumping and jumping out of the airplane, whatever, and I can see how that works with them together, but I feel like she's just trying to be so much like him right now just to win him over and sucking up to him, because we find out in episode 14 that she, you know, he finds out she hit her.
She's just trying to be the badass fun chick that he's looking to have a good time with, and it kind of is working.
Right, but it's so messed up for Annie, you know, which, by the way, Annie came in this episode looking the most beat, because, which, the most beat, everyone, is really pretty. Her outfit was amazing.
Wait,
and
the
so
most, what's the word?
Most beat.
Oh, she, I thought you were saying beat, like B-A-T, like ugly.
B-E-A-T.
B-E-A-T, beat.
Beats.
Beat's ugly.
Well, no, and
that's the worst thing you can call a girl. She's beat.
No, I mean, now it's like, okay, well, like, you know, the gay lingo, you know.
What are you talking about? Beat is bad.
No, beat is a good thing. Like, you are the most beat girl.
What? No.
Yes.
If you're like,
if someone's like, girl, if you're like, ooh, that girl is looking beat right now, like, the way you say it. If you're like, you're the most beat, like, oh my God.
This is going to be like when you taught me what's tea.
Yeah, what's tea. What's it's tea? Just like that. It's just like what's tea.
Yeah, but I don't think so, because if anybody, even if in the nicest voice possible, said that I was beat, or you can beat, like, you look like somebody beat your face and you look beat. You look nasty.
Okay, well, if I ever say it, it's always a good thing. FYI.
So okay. You think Annie is
beats.
Beat, like, what about, like, you call it butte, like, beautiful?
I don't know. But she was beat, okay? And she walks in from Paris looking so fly, had all her, you know, new dress, new coat, everything. Just walks into the hospital like, hi, I'm here. At the end of the day, this girl comes in with some poutine, and got in the middle of them. Which, by the way, we find out, obviously, she got her trust fund. That's why she's looking so fabulous and all the riches.
Wait,
you know?
So you love Annie, because I don't know your opinion, because we don't do the show together usually.
I don't love her. I think she's kind of stupid sometimes and, like, naive sometimes.
Annie pisses me off.
Like, she's kind of annoying in a way, but then I kind of like her sometimes. Like, I feel like she's a good friend. But she's stupid when it comes to, like, relationships and money and all that other stuff. But I feel like she's a good, genuine friend, but she's just annoying. Like, the things that she does is annoying.
Yeah, she's so annoying.
You know, so in this episode, it was really nice. In episode 13, you know, she made him his new bike again, which I was very upset with Liam's reaction. Like, I think that was the worst reaction ever.
Well, I don't think it was fair of Annie to do, because
why?
It's like, look at me, look at all my new money, let me just throw it at you so you want to get back together with me. It's like, if you want to make a gesture like that, clearly Liam isn't like a gold digger. We've seen that in the past. He's
right.
Not so do something thoughtful. Don't get it. I get that it is thoughtful to give him
but
back,
but he could have done it himself.
But yeah, exactly, like sit him down and talk to him, take him out to dinner, or make, like, do something sweet. Don't just throw money in his face and expect him to want to be with you. Like, I do agree that he wasn't thankful enough, but
he was just like, okay, you can have your money back. I would have been like, wow, like, no, I'm actually going to take the bike, and that bike's going to be mine. Because,
girl,
you didn't appreciate it.
What's tea?
What's tea, like, with that situation? There was no tea in that situation, because they got nowhere in that situation. So that situation was stupid.
You're crazy, girl. You're crazy.
Yes. Navid, he was just bothering me in the past two episodes, because I'm just like, okay, we know you messed up and now you're hiding. Okay, I get that. But you're acting like a really big wimp right now.
Is he out of the whole mafia situation?
Well, now, after episode 14,
now
we'll get into
done.
That. Yeah. Well, no, actually, in the first episode, my bad. Navid's dad came into town because Silver got involved, because that police woman.
Right, and his dad's turning himself in.
Right, he's turning himself in, and so I guess his dad's going to turn in his uncle and everybody.
Right, okay.
For that. So Navid's good, but he was just annoying me, like, the whole situation about it.
I'm sorry, it's annoying to say, but, like, I hate that Navid's been with Silver, with Aid. He's been with so many girls, and to me, he has no sex appeal. It's just, like, it's weird to watch him because even on screen, like, he just has no chemistry with these
he
girls.
He just always has that face like he's either going to cry.
He looks like he's about to crap his pants.
Yeah, or crap in his pants.
I'm like, oh, God.
I mean, it's just always that face like, what did I do?
And Aiden Silver are so hot. It's like, what is this guy doing with them? What is his... Why are they interested in him?
Well, and Silver just bothers me because, okay, I know, you know, she's going strong with her new boo, Craig. You know,
Craig?
I think his name is Craig.
I don't remember.
Is it Craig? Well, her new boo.
The one she's going to marry or the one she's moving to New York with.
And I'm just like, girl, she is setting an example for all these women who think they can get married. Well, who want to get married at age 20 and 21. First off, I don't understand why anybody wants to get married that early. Like, do
Even
you
if
really?
If you found the right guy.
Honestly.
So what's the rush?
I mean, well, and that's what I'm saying. Like, what's the point of moving in together? Why are you getting married? Like, I know she's more mature, but she's just annoying because...
He's just got out of a divorce. He has a child.
Right. I don't think she thinks straight. She's just all over the place.
Are we talking about her in episode 14 also right now, or do we have to stick to 13?
Let's just talk about both of them.
Okay, because this was my least favorite comment. Like, the entire episode, she said, he was like, do you want to move to New York with me? And she's like... She kind of is silent for a second. He's like, I'm sorry, I shouldn't have said that. Like, all your friends are here. And she goes, no, I mean, if leaving my friends is what it takes, then New York, here I come. I don't care about them. And it's like...
Oh, that's selfish. Well, that's not selfish, but it's like...
It's just like you don't care about your friends when they've always been there for you. I don't know. I thought that was crap.
She's in it too soon. Like, she's just all about it, which is crazy to me because we find out... That his daughter is Macy,
yeah,
who is Adriana's daughter that she gave up, which right. I think is crazy. I never would have thought they would have twisted this in.
Yeah, that was great. That was
you know,
a really good job
like,
in the writing room.
That's really crazy because that can make it a whole nother story now.
Right, because, I mean, technically then, if Silver and Craig got married or whatever, Silver would be a stepmom of Adriana's biological daughter.
Right, which would just be weird.
Exactly.
Yeah. So I don't really know how I feel about that situation. I just think it's crazy. And, okay, the whole Dixon and Adriana. Last season, or the last episode, I was like, you know what? I do not like them together. It's annoying.
Really?
I wasn't about it. But the past two episodes, I was watching them. And you know what? They're really growing on me.
I like
because at first I was just like, oh no, like that's just so random and weird. Like, no, this isn't right. But the past two episodes, it's really they've been growing on me. I mean, I feel like they make a good duo. You know, Dixon's kind of aggressive in a way where Adriana's kind of, you know,
chill.
Yeah, but then again, she still takes a stand and puts him in his place, which I feel like he needs. You know,
totally.
So they are growing on me, and I don't know how I felt about
they
whenever he punched the manager.
Oh, yeah, I didn't like
that. That was
that
just
at
doing
all.
Too much, right?
Yeah, I think so. But they've both been through a lot, which is why I think they're a good couple because, you know, they've both been to rehab. They both have these singing
right.
careers. They both kind of seem to have messed up family situations. So.
Right. I don't know. And some points that I wanted to bring up in episode 14 was the whole Austin and Naomi situation. Like, let's get into them now because I feel like we haven't talked a lot about what's been going on in Naomi's life and Austin's life. Last season or the last episode that we saw, Austin cheated on Naomi with Holly, which he's saying he wasn't cheating. But
I
he
believe
was
him.
Really?
I totally believe
but
him.
But if you see in that clip,
I
she's
know.
All on him and he's obviously kissing her back.
The way that the direction...
And his shirt's off.
I know.
And she's like in her underwear. Like, I don't understand.
But I know, and I know that it looks weird, but the way... I don't think they would have kept up with this storyline if he was telling a lie. I think he keeps mentioning it because he's telling the truth.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't know. I still feel like I'm just like, you know what? That's stupid because it takes two people to get into that situation. He could have totally walked out of the situation, but he let her come all the way up to him.
Yeah, but I think at some point they're going to do a flashback and show what actually happened. And, like,
well,
he's going to be getting out of the shower and she's, I don't know.
Naomi and him get to the conclusion. He does tell her, you know, I really didn't cheat on you. And Naomi's like, I know you didn't. But, you know, at the end of the day, it's not going to help because Naomi doesn't want to be with him because she needs to change. Which I'm just like, girl, you do not need to change. Okay, yeah, if you want to get more womanly, that's cool. But she does not need to change and she does not need to dump Austin because...
You love her?
Yeah, I love Naomi. Oh my God, she always has the best outfits on.
That's
that
true.
Girl is always getting back at Holly.
I just can't believe she was cast in that role though because she looks like she's like 35.
I know, she does look a lot older. But... that's why we love Naomi.
But it was so weird because remember when, what the hell was his name? Teddy. When Teddy was on the show.
Oh, right.
That actor is actually like 34 years old.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
And he looked old.
And he was
old.
Cast as a 17-year-old.
Yeah. No, he looked hella old.
Yeah.
He looks like football player old.
They do that on these shows. This, Gossip Girl, a bunch of CW shows.
Right. And, you know, so the whole... back on Austin and Naomi. Naomi's really get into this whole event production thing, which I did not bring up in episode 13, which I thought was hilarious. The WWND, what would Naomi do? I love that little quote that she said there. And obviously she would do something crazy as she did at the event that she was planning with like the Navy people and all that stuff.
And she hooks up with a guy.
Yes. She literally just takes one guy for rebound sex. And of course she would get caught in the middle of it all. You know?
I know.
And
I
she gets away with it as always somehow. But I really wanted to bring that up because I thought that was really funny.
I agree.
That's something that Naomi would do. But in the second one, I really liked, you could tell she is changing. Because
Naomi?
In episode 14 because she's trying to really bring Holly and her mom back together and trying to, you know, get this whole rivalry, like Holly and Naomi situation, like settled.
I'm kind of getting sick of it. So I'm glad
that it's getting over with now. And, like, maybe they could actually be friends, you know? And we see, you know, what was the guy? Mitchell Nash?
Yeah.
Or something like that. They had to get him there, which they did. It was a hot mess, though. He was a drunken mess.
I know. Him outside the pool.
Mm-hmm. And I feel like Naomi did screw herself over, though, when she was talking to Holly's mom. Like, oh, Holly this, Holly that, Holly this. And not talking about herself and what she did.
Yeah.
So she kind of got herself fired, I feel. Because she just kept on talking about the whole situation.
Yeah.
And her mom was like, yeah, you're right. Like, you're fired. And I'm hiring my daughter, you know? Whatever. But I did like the end, you know, when Holly came back and gave Naomi...
the job.
Yeah, the job for Mitchell Nash. And hopefully good things happen for Naomi. And poor Austin, he's just going to be his depressed self. But I hope he, like, tries to do stuff to, like, win her back.
I think it's funny. He's like, I'm going to do what any man does and get drunk and get over her.
No, yeah, they get drunk and then feeding the pelicans.
Yeah.
Drink his sorrows away and feeding pelicans. I thought that was cute, too.
Yeah, that's great. He's hot. I like him.
Yeah. So... let's get into a commercial break and we'll come back with predictions.
Cool. After Buzz TV. Hi, I was once like you, a lazy, angry loner whose only joy was watching TV and surfing the net. And like you, after I'd see one of my favorite TV shows, I'd be so excited and have so many questions that I'd actually have to talk to my douchebag coworkers about it at the water cooler. Then I discovered AfterBuzzTV.com. AfterBuzz TV produces after-show webcasts and podcasts for TV series of all kinds, like post-game wrap-up shows for all your favorite TV shows. AfterBuzz TV hosts are industry insiders who break down episodes of shows, take calls from fans, and interview cast and crew from each series, with over 60 different after-shows, from Boardwalk Empire, to American Idol, to Vampire Diaries, to Real Housewives, and more. Now, after a night of TV, I can ignore my stupid coworkers, who I hate, and go straight to my desk and watch or listen to all my favorite AfterBuzz TV aftershows and have all the TV fan interaction I need. Thank you, AfterBuzz TV.
AfterBuzz TV, what do you want to buzz about?
All right, welcome back, everyone. You know, we're here. About to go into predictions.
And now, your AfterBuzz TV.
And as we saw in the last clip, Aiden Silver, it looks like they actually end up bonding again, because in the episode, Craig, I hope that's his name, Craig. If not, I'm
you
sorry.
Guys know who we're talking about.
Yeah, Craig, Silver's Boo, says something about breaking up with her in the next episode.
Ooh.
Yes, so I have a feeling that they're probably going to break up, and Navid definitely looked like he was about to tell Aid, you know, the whole thing about Macy. So I'm going to be surprised if her and Silver, Adrian and Silver, actually end up speaking and talking about it. And so it'll be interesting to see what happens with that. Do you have any feedback? Like, what about Annie and, like, Liam and that whole situation? How do you feel that's going to go?
I'm currently trying to Google whether his name is Craig or not. I really don't know what's going to go on. I think that Annie kind of dug herself a hole here, and Liam's not going to want to be with her.
Right.
She's got to stop being such a freaking psychopath, because right. I wouldn't want to be with her either. Hopefully a new love line will be introduced to her.
Yeah,
I hope Liam doesn't end up with Vanessa, but it looks like he's going to. To be honest, I think he probably will. As far as Aiden and Silver go, I feel like they're going to try to make up about some things, and then Naveed's going to tell Aiden that about the Silver situation, and then they're going to start beefing or something.
We'll see, and I honestly feel like that's what's going to bring them closer.
Maybe. It depends. It could either separate them or bring them closer together.
So we'll find out next week on the episode. We'll talk about that and see if our predictions are right. Thanks again, guys, for tuning in, and I'm excited to be back onto the season, and we will see you next week.
Oh, yeah.
Follow me on Twitter. Nicola Gaona.
Roxy Stryer. Okay.
All right.
Twitter handles, yeah.
From producers Kevin Undergaro and Phil Svitek, engineer DJ Jesse Janity, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. If you have questions or comments, be sure to buzz us at info@AfterBuzzTV.com. And you can find us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter by searching for AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.